Good morning, everyone, and happy Friday.
Friday.
Welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. We're super thankful to be rounding out the week with you, devoting ourselves to Christ. So let's just jump into today's episode.
Yes, you guys, let's do it. And I'm just going to preface with there is some names that are hard to pronounce, but we're reading out of Leviticus 10:1, and it's titled Pure Motives. It says, Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, put coals of fire in their incense burners and sprinkled incense over them. In this way, they disobeyed the Lord by burning before him the wrong kind of fire, different than he had commanded. The love letter from God says, Beloved daughter, I am the God of purity. If I seem to not be blessing the work of your hands, take a look at your intentions. They may not be as pure as you think. That's why you need my word to help you. You will never burn the wrong kind of fire if you follow me and obey my word. I love it when you want to please me. When your heart is with me, you allow me to lead you. When you seek me first, you will find me. No matter what you do, I am only one prayer away. Ask me to help you do things my way so that I can show you all I have planned for you. Love, your Heavenly Father. The reflection says, simply doing something because we think it is good doesn't mean it is what God wants. It's very important that we burn only the right kind of fire, a fire that spreads the word of God, and that we do the works of God in His way. The Holy Spirit will help you discern the difference between right and wrong. The Treasure of Truth says, the right kind of fire burns passionately in our hearts to achieve God's purposes.
Yeah, isn't it crazy to think that we can do what we believe is the right thing,
right,
in the wrong way, mm-hmm, or with the wrong intentions, and it kind of nullifies, yeah, our thing that we're trying to do.
Yeah, it makes it the wrong thing.
Yeah, it's almost just like if we do something good and we kind of seek praise for it.
Right.
You know, I think scripture's pretty clear when it says, you know, when you do this, go into your closet and the Lord who sees you in private will reward you privately. Or when you do this good deed, don't go shout it from the mountain, you know? And
yeah,
I think that our intentions have to be so pure and so clear, and we have to constantly be challenging them. But I've struggled with that a little bit because I noticed that my intentions for so many things were so diluted with selfishness. Hmm. They were. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, it's almost like I was praying like, God, I want your will, but my will too.
Yeah.
You know?
And yeah.
So then I went through this phase where I just stopped praying. And I'm just like, well, I'm just not going to pray because God knows my heart and he knows I'm selfish. So let his will be done. But it, like, that's also not what he wants. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
He still desires that sacrifice, you know, like what the scripture is saying. So what I started doing is like, God will cleanse my heart, cleanse, yeah, my desires, you, and hear my heart, hear what I'm, yeah, saying, and help me to better pray and actually seek your will without my selfish motives.
Yeah. You know that verse that says, delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it gets so twisted because people think, oh, well, God's going to give me the desires of my heart. And I think they forget the part that says delight in the Lord. Mm-hmm. And it's as we delight in the Lord that our hearts are aligned with his will and his desires become our desires, you know. But we can't have those kind of desires if we're not first delighting in him and seeking him and spending time with him and allowing him to purify our hearts, because we are so bent towards selfish motives. I mean, it's the world we live in. And so knowing that it's so easy to want self-glorification instead of God glorification, we need to remember that it's delight in the Lord first, and he will give us the desires of our heart.
Yeah. And I think it kind of parallels what our devotion was about yesterday.
Yeah, definitely.
In terms of how the way you react to how God answers a prayer will show you what you're really praying for. Are you praying, yeah, for your own kingdom to be built, or are you praying for God's kingdom to be built?
Yeah.
And the way we respond to the way God answers those prayers,
yeah,
shows us, good, what we really desire. And so I think, but it's just like what David says in Psalm 139 verses 23 and 24. He says, search me, O God, and know my heart.
Yeah.
Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Mm-hmm. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me into the way of everlasting.
Yeah.
And it, what's so important there is, as we look at that, it's like he's asking God to search me.
Yeah.
We're not avoiding that there's things that are inside of us that are unfavorable, that are unsightly, that aren't good. Mm-hmm. We know there is. And he's like, God, search me and know my heart. Test my heart. Test my thoughts.
Totally.
And see if there are things that are about me that you don't approve of, and help me, lead me in the way everlasting. Help me get out of this.
Yeah, that's great, babe.
We need to be praying for that.
Yeah, we do.
Speaking of praying, do you want me to go and pray us on out?
Yeah, I'd love for you to do that, babe.
Oh, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, the same way David did, to just search our hearts, God, and know our thoughts, know our intent. Search for any offensiveness that we have, God. Search for any selfish motives. Search for any way that we are clinging to this picture of who we think we're supposed to be and what we think we're supposed to do that clash with who you've made us into be, or who you are making us into be, and what you are forming us to do, God. Help us to not impede what you want to do through us, God. We are our biggest enemy, God. So help us to not trip ourselves up in pursuit of you, God. Help us to not confuse seeking you with seeking our own desires, Lord. Lord, we don't want to be selfish. We don't want to pray with little backhanded hopes. We want to pray expectant for your kingdom to be built, God. And we want to desire that. We want to delight in you, like what Tori said, God. So help us to do that, Lord. Make it easier on us. For everybody who's listening, God, we just pray that you will help us find a newfound joy in seeking you, God. We pray that you'll give us so much peace in our prayers. God, we pray that you'll speak to us through your word, and give us, honestly, a passion to dig into your word, God, daily. To dig into it daily. We need to seek it daily. This devotional cannot be a replacement for you, God. Mm-hmm. Sermons cannot be a replacement for you, God. Small group Bible studies cannot be a replacement for one-on-one time with you, God. So help us to seek you and speak to us in that time, God. We just pray that you'll open our hearts to being excited, to have pure motives for your kingdom, God. Help us to do that, because we need your help. Lord, we just open up the floor for our audience to pray, and we pray in agreement with them. So cover me in the blood and heal my open wounds. I'm desperate for your limitless love. So cover me in the blood and heal. I'm desperate for your limitless love. Love so abounding, love so pure, love so abounding, we will endure. Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all.
Thanks for praying, babe.
No problem at all. Just so you guys know, Tori and I are traveling right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're down in Boca, and then tomorrow we head to Miami to film. Actually, I'm sorry, today.
Today.
It's today. We don't even know what time it is right now.
Yeah,
it's late. It's late. It's actually 12:45 in the morning. Yeah.
So good morning.
Good morning, everyone. It actually is morning. So, we're going to go film a fun video for y'all later today. And then we're going to go see one of my groomsmen in the Keys.
Yeah. It's going to be so fun.
For a few days. And he may be a guest on the podcast in the future.
Hey.
Who knows? And then we're coming back up to Boca so I can work on the Prompt This podcast.
Yeah.
With the boys. And it'll
all
be a fun time.
In the work.
So we just got a bit going on. So thanks for hanging in there with us as we do these travel podcasts.
Yeah. And our tired voices.
Yeah. We love y'all. We'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Au revoir.